Well, this morning, we have three speakers. Each one's going to go half an hour. It's going to be just like in India. No, just kidding. But we do have some, I'm not preaching this morning. We have three other people who are going to share. And the first one this morning, a lot of you know, and that is Scott Russell. And Scott has been with us from the very beginning. I'm kind of, I have three different people. Somebody who's been here, like he's an old fogey like me. And then someone who's been here about a little, you know, I don't know how many years they've been here, but 3 to 4 or 5 years. And then somebody else who's kind of brand new to our church here just this year. So, Scott, share with us a little bit of what God has done, kind of your journey here at Northern Maine Fellowship.
Okay, Jim, thanks. So, 10 years, wow. 10 years in 5 minutes, that's what Jim said. Of course, when you're 50, that's about right? I mean, 10 years seems like 5 minutes. Thinking back to when we began, and even before we began as a body, we were attending Bethany Church, my wife and I and our two kids. And, you know, the Lord spoke to us. He spoke to my wife first, which usually how the way it works. And said, you know, you need to straighten out that husband of yours, you know. And the Lord spoke to me, too, and saying, you've been living for yourself for a long time. You're a Christian. The Apostle Paul said to live is Christ, and that struck me. And so the Lord knew that he was getting ready for something big and that I needed to get ready, and so he began to work in my life. And I think the probably the beginning moment of that was when we got our two kids. We weren't supposed to have any kids, and we wound up with two. It was a wonderful miracle, and mainly through my wife's faithfulness. But I learned. And as God began to speak to me, Pastor Larry there at Bethany challenged us to see where else we could spread the gospel. We planted a couple churches, different places, Wilsonville and up in Gladstone. But, you know, towards our home in Woodburn, there was a big void in the North Marion area. And so Jim and Mel had a heart for that and spoke with some of us and did some arm twisting, and the Lord did the rest. And as we began to work, God asked me to learn to play guitar, and I was terrible to begin with. Thanks, Jeff, for not throwing me out. And I may still be terrible now, but I'm still here. These songs are much easier now after 10 years, by the way. So, we began to practice. We began to have services outside of Bethany. We went to church, and we went to second church. So it was kind of interesting how we did it, and we got things going. We got a constitution. We got a budget. We got all the things we needed. But you know what we really needed was the Holy Spirit to come into us as a group and to help us to begin his work here in the North Marion area. And he did that. And again, it's not, like Jim said, it's not what we did. It's what Christ did. And again, you know, he keeps repeating to me over and over in my life, especially as I get older, to live as Christ. Not for me, but for him. So we began, we started the church, we were having a great time, we had our challenges, we had a lot of fun, we had a lot of young kids running around, our kids that are now in college were young and that were married, that were much younger at the time. But we had a great time, and then about a year into the church plant, I had a bad incident at work, and I got hurt, almost killed on the job as a police officer. And I was in the hospital for a number of months, and life changed a lot for me. But I had my family by my side, and probably more important than that, I had my brothers and sisters by my side from the church to help me and help my family get through that tough time. And it was a very tough time, but the thing that I learned from that is that we're made up of our experience. It's not about what happens to us. It's about what we do with it and what God can do with us through it. And so we moved on from that, finished my work that I was doing as a police officer, and retired. And now the Lord is leading me in a lot of different places, opening up places of ministry that I'd never thought of. And so, again, it's about what Christ can do in our lives, no matter the circumstances, no matter what happens. And my recollection of the beginning is very fond. Probably I've forgotten all the bad things that happened because of the good things that have happened since. But God has been good to us. He's helped us. He's kept us going. He's been there for us. And I pray that long after I'm gone, that some form of this body of believers will continue on to serve him in this area. So it's just great to be with you guys and to be part of this body. So
I'd like to invite Steve Talbot up here with me. And had a chance to get to know Steve and Nancy Talbot and their family here the last number of years. And anyway, it's just been neat to see what God has been doing in Steve's life. So I asked him if he would kind of share, I'll kind of do a little interview style, share a few things of what God's been doing in his life. So I guess the first question they had is, what brought you to North Marion Fellowship, and why did you start coming here? What was that experience? And hold the mic up there so we can hear you.
We'll be close on this. Okay. So as a disclaimer, I was invited primarily through Christy and Zach. They were attending. And I was very wary about coming to a service in a school, not quite sure what it was all about. And that was a process that lasted, goodness sakes, quite a while, actually, observing and watching and seeing how the enthusiasm and trying to figure out if it was actually genuine or if it was more of a way of something that wasn't pleasant. So anyway, that was the primary thing, was the first part of it was invitation from the kids.
Mm-hmm. You know. So what brought you to stay? Why did you continue to stay here?
Again, there was some wariness involved in all this. So, does that make sense, guys? I mean,
yeah,
I knew it was coming somewhere, but I couldn't quite see where it was going to happen. So to share with everybody here, at one time, a long, long time ago, I had not a horrible experience, but it wasn't quite pleasant, and it was more about religion than it was about Christ. Okay, so it was more about authority. So I was cautious about that. I think I shared that with Scott and Jim when we had the interview about joining the congregation and doing the services here. So it was very slowly it developed. So I had like four pillars that happened as I went through this journey. And I like to recognize a couple people. The first one I like to recognize is extremely quiet, courageous and solid strength, and that's with Dale. Dale was the beginning, watching him and how his faith was always there, but it was like real deep water. You know, I spent a little time with Dale, got to know him a little bit better, and then I was very encouraged with Jeff as far as enthusiasm, contagious enthusiasm. Always on the up, always pleasant, always want to know how things are going in my world and my life. And that was the next step. The third step is I asked this guy a question, and I expected him to give me his opinion. And you may know this guy because he says, well, let's see what the Lord says about it. He opens up his Bible and he goes down. And every time I ask a question, this guy Scott back here, he always opens the Bible up and he quotes what's in the book. He doesn't quote what's on his mind. So that was very, very good for me. Showed me strength. Showed me it wasn't about his knowledge on display. It was about what our Lord was trying to get to us and how to go about doing that. And the last one I want to acknowledge is Jim. Jim's responsibility is leadership, teaching, and keeping us moving in a direction. And he does an incredibly effective with a very difficult job. And he touched my heart because he wasn't authoritative and opinionated on certain subjects, politically, different things that's came up in the course of the last 3 years. It's very easy to bring our personalities out. And Jim is very careful. He has one, I'm sure. But it's always about the Lord. It's always about growth, and it's always about teaching. And he'll reach out and try to help. If you ask a question, he's very, very good about leading you, not making you feel that you're kind of bothering him at all. So the group, maybe God assembled this group and give us these people with different strengths, different abilities, and different times we have different needs. And these needs somehow are met by the people that are here. You know, so that answers that question.
So last question is, how have you grown in your faith in the last few years? What are some things that have helped you grow, or just for you personally, how have you grown in your faith?
A lot of it has to do with an individual journey. I have a lot more hunger for the Word of God. I pay attention more. I study quite a bit. Not that it shows, you know. I have a wonderful partner in life with Nancy. We do a lot of conversation on walks. Usually I'm wrong. However, it does stimulate the conversation. It makes us search for answers. One of the things that's not fair as a guy is this silly thing called Google. So you can give your opinion. Well, this is what was said. And you're walking along on a 3-mile walk, and the next thing you know, it says, well, according to, and you look over. So it's horrible. So then it makes you be very, very careful when someone asks you a question, especially her, you know, how you answer it. So most normally now the disclaimer is, I don't really know, but, you know. Anyway, I think every man here knows about how horrible Google is anymore.
You know? So anyway. That's awesome.
Anyway, we're very privileged and thankful to get past the wariness of that happened in the beginning. That's probably the biggest key.
That's awesome.
Okay.
Now, thank you so much, Steve. Let's give Steve a hand. Thanks, Jeff. We're going to do some more singing in just a minute, but we have one other person I've asked to come in to share, and that is Rocky. Rocky Way, come on up. And
say good morning.
And I have a couple questions for you, and you can share with us a little bit of your story. I guess the first question is, kind of, what brought you to North Marine Fellowship? What was the influence, and why did you come to this crazy place?
Yeah, that's a good question. Well, I have to give just a little bit of background,
yeah.
Because I grew up in a family where religion wasn't practiced, it wasn't important, it just wasn't there. Not to say we weren't believers, but we just it was never something we did or talked about or made a priority. And I attended church a lot growing up with friends as a guest, never really understanding. You know, I went to several different congregations of church, from Mormon to Catholic to Baptist to just several different ones, never really feeling like I understood it. And so I just continued to live as life without really God being in the forefront. And so a few years ago, we moved to this area, and I was really struggling because while we've always been rural people, it was the first time since my daughter had been born that she was lonely. Like, we were lonely because we had always lived in the country, but we lived in a place where people came. We never had the feeling to need to leave home because people always came. And so when I heard about this program at school, from the school called Kingdom for Kids, I thought, wow, maybe that's a way to just get her some socialization. Please. give her a chance to, you know, spend more time with kids her age. And so the first year we kind of came, and we unfortunately didn't hear about it early enough, but I started getting this weird tapping on my shoulder just over the next year of feeling I didn't quite understand. And so when Lane became more of a member at Kingdom for Kids, I realized that I grew up without faith in my life, and she was having some struggles and didn't understand and hadn't been given the opportunity to form a relationship with God. And so I thought at that point it was really important that be a priority for me, for her. And so that's originally what caught me, kind of us going more often on the Wednesday nights and making sure she had just that little bit of understanding coming through, especially now she's getting a little older. So that's what first brought us to North Marian Fellowship.
So it was through Kingdom Kids, our kids program Wednesdays, that obviously you and your daughter started coming. So what was the process? What was God doing in your life to actually bring you here to church on Sunday mornings? What was kind of the process there?
Well, I just decided, you know, I just had such a welcoming feeling when we came on Wednesday nights, and the people were so great. And Lane always had such an amazing time. And like I said, I had at some point realized that I needed to make her finding that relationship with God on her own, not by me making her do it, but giving her the opportunity to find it. And so I decided to come give church a try. And I do have to say that I have never felt more welcome, unjudged, and happy to come to church. And I have to agree with Mr. Talbot that I leave here feeling great and hungry. Never before have I wanted to go to Bible study. And I feel like I actually want to know what the Bible means. How I'm going to find time to do that with a 9-year-old, I'm still trying to figure out. But for the first time ever. And so I think North Marion Fellowship is a very special place. And I do have to say that the Lord has just, in the last year, I have felt his presence more and more in my life all the time. And with some of the things I've gone through in this last year, feeling that presence and physically driving down the road and feeling it for the first time in my life. And I was like, wow. And so I thank the fellowship for actually helping me continue to learn and grow towards that and being open. And for the first time, going to a church on a regular basis and actually having people care, which is interesting. So that's kind of our story.
Yeah. That's awesome. That's awesome. Anything else you want to share that of what God's done in your life? Or is that kind of, were you good there?
That's kind of it. Good. I mean, that's he's awesome. Here. I do, you know, I lost my adopted mom a few months ago, and without the power of prayer, I have no idea what condition I would be in today. I still miss her a lot, but that has truly, I feel like he started tapping on my shoulder at the right time, because he knew that without him, I was not going to be able to get through that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you so much. Yeah.
Thank you.
You know, it's people like Rocky and others of you here that are kind of here in the last year. We have a number of families just started coming that, you know, that's why we do Kingdom Kids. That's why we do our Family Fun Day we had a couple of weeks ago. That's why we do the Christmas tree lighting and other things like that, is to reach out to families, see God touch families like Rocky. So Jason, I asked Pastor Jason to come and to lead us in a prayer time as we look ahead and as we look toward our community as well.
Awesome. Yeah, just thinking about, it's been 10 years. I know I've only been here 2 years, but I love it. And looking towards the future of 10 more years, 20 more years, and what does God have for our community and for this church? And so I just wanted to lead a prayer time this morning if you can think about just praying for the future. What that looks like with our kids ministry, Kingdom Kids on Wednesday nights, being here at the school on Wednesdays, our middle school, high school ministries that we do at the middle school. Just things for the future. Pray for us as a church. Pray for our community. Pray that we would be a church that would seek the Holy Spirit, that we would seek God's will and not just want it to be our will and like, hey, we want to have all these cool things, but that we would fit the need that God has for our community. So I'm going to open it up this morning. There's a couple of you. We'll just go around and I'll close after a while. Just pray for any of those things, our community, seeking God's will, our future, and any programs that he has called us to do that we are currently doing. So bow your heads with me, and I'll close this in prayer in a little bit. Dear God, we just thank you for this morning. We thank you the many prayers of having these ministries where we can reach out to 4- and 5-year-olds all the way up to 5th grade with Kingdom Kids, and being able to provide meals for families every Wednesday night and for them to come to learn your word, your truth, to build a relationship, to have a relationship with you. But that we also thank you for the middle school ministry and the high schoolers and being involved in the schools and all that that takes. And we know that it's not just putting on a bunch of programs to make kids have a place to hang out, but we ultimately know that it's having a relationship with you and building relationships with families. That being a church that has the opportunity to serve kids, middle schoolers, high schoolers, those are all opportunities where as a church we can connect with their families, with their parents, draw, help teach those kids, help lead those kids in a relationship with you, not just by being a place where they can drop their kid off and be daycare, but that we can come together side by side, walk along with them, walk through the journey of life. And we just pray as a church that we would all do that, that we would join arms, that we would join hands, we would join hearts and minds and spirits, and that we would become one body, that we would be united, that you would give us the leadership and the leaders and the pastors and the congregation to really see your will, to be able to reach into a community with open and loving hearts, because you have such open and loving love, grace, and mercy for us. And we want to just be able to share that with others and not just give it to them and walk away, but walk side by side with our community, share that, see them grow, and see your will be done. And we pray all of this in your name. Amen.